End of the Blender, episode 31.
Listening to End of the Blender with your hosts, Chooch and Viv.
You can hear us each week discussing topics ranging from co-parenting a blended family to gaming to technology news.
And whatever else catches our fancy this week. Happy spring, everybody.
Spring is sprung.
We're pollen covered. Pollinated?
I think that means something else.
All right. Well, this is Viv.
And this is Chooch.
And you're listening to End of the Blender, but you know that because you listen to our catchy theme song.
Hay Fever Edition.
The Hay Fever. The Sniffle Cast.
Actually, I'm doing pretty good this year. I'm very surprised, I think. I've finally been assimilated into the Virginia countryside.
Yeah, you keep thinking that, honey. I'm sure you'll never have allergy symptoms ever again.
Well, it's just I never had them before I moved here.
Welcome to pollen. Welcome to allergies.
And I got hit really hard the first couple of years. I guess after the first year. And now, this season, nothing.
Yeah. LT gets hit with it harder than anybody else every season. He's gotten hit hard with it again, but
yeah,
that's part of living in Virginia. And getting the beauty of the flowers.
Hey, it's pretty, though.
It's pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you've definitely been in Virginia too long. Your California friends are laughing at you right now.
Pretty haze on the cars.
Oh my gosh, it's ridiculous. So, hi everybody. We're a little obsessed with all the pollen because you walk outside and your blue car's yellow.
Yeah.
It's kind of funky. Well, we're still catching up, but we're up to March now. It's the March 1st, but we're up to March.
There's a chance we could be caught up.
April's almost over.
Skip some details.
I know. Well, I think where we left off, it was right before I was going to start the new job. And so it was crazy. We'd had Kaylee for about a week and getting ready for work to start. But for the weekend before that, our friend Jet, Mistress Jet in Richmond, she came out. We went out to lunch and had a really nice little visit, dragged her around while I ran some errands and stuff. But she got to meet Kaylee. She took some cute video of her and put it up on the internet. And then my brother came out that night and we started watching Battlestar Galactica Razor, that mini.
Yeah.
It wasn't a mini series. It was just a one-off movie.
Yeah.
And then he had to leave. Something came up. And then the nephew spent the night here and the boys went to my brother's house that night. And I spent Saturday running errands. We went to see Taken that weekend, the Liam Neeson movie. Which I thought was really good.
Yeah, it was really good.
And we had heard about it, and I love Liam Neeson as an actor ever since I saw him in Rob Roy, which is one of my favorite movies. I've just always loved him. But M had seen Taken and just raved about how good it was. And it was like, well, maybe we should see that. So we went and saw that, and it was that good. It was really, really good. And we did some online gaming with some friends in COH, and that was pretty cool. We actually logged in and played.
Yeah, we hadn't been in a long time.
And I think that was the last time that we've actually gone in and played like that. I've gone in by myself, but you haven't. And of course, we had rain and sleet on Saturday. So Saturday was just errands. But our excitement in the morning was it had been raining and sleeting. This was the precursor to a big snowstorm. And Kaylee had gotten out and mucked about in the mud. And she came in just covered. Not like, you know, wallowing in it.
Yeah.
Coated in it. But
she'd
it was just
digging.
She'd gotten to the edge of the yard and was digging in the wet earth. So, of course, we got to give her her first bath. Yeah. And it was really funny. She was so cute about it and just very patient. And lick, 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 lick. She was, you know, lapping up the water as it was coming out of the faucet. It was really cute.
She does a funny thing now whenever it's raining outside. She goes outside to go potty, and she runs to the downspouts and drinks the water, the rainwater, and it's pouring down the gutter.
She's a thirsty girl. I mean, she drinks and drinks and drinks and drinks. It's so funny. And the other day when it was raining, we got a lot of rain the other day.
Mm-hmm.
She ran out to the edge of the back patio thing. It's mm-hmm. concrete slab and there's a basketball hoop there. And so she ran to the edge of it where, and it's a little of a dip there. So the water collects there when it rains a little bit. It's just fascinating because she runs over there and she tries to run through it and the water splashes up and she stops and she looks back. And so she starts attacking the water, but I couldn't get the camera fast enough. By the time I got back, she was just drinking the water. I'm like, oh, Kaylee, you're so crazy.
What was a mini Kaylee update? She had a very good girl moment when I was coming down to set up the equipment.
Mm-hmm.
I was getting ready to put her in to her room.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, oh, okay, I'm going to run through a bunch of her training tricks.
Yes, we've been taking Kaylee to an obedience class at PetSmart.
So the stuff that she's supposed to be practicing, I thought, okay, we'll do some. I got a handful of treats. So, okay, we'll do some practice real quick. And I went through a couple of the commands and she did them. And she started kind of coughing. And then her stomach started doing the heave. And I'm like, oh, no, she's going to blow. And she ran to the back door. And I opened the door, and her stomach's heaving. And she jumped down the stairs so she could do it outside.
No way.
Yeah.
What a good girl.
I was blown away. And she didn't end up, nothing ended up coming of it. But
yeah.
What a she didn't actually instinct. Get sick, but she ran to the door.
Guys, she's so amazing. She's been housebroken since like the second week.
Yeah.
She's only had 2 accidents in the last 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
In the last, month and a half.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the last one was her being really excited because I had the laser pointer out. Every other time she gives us a signal when she wants to go out, but she was really excited because I had the laser pointer out. And I said, do you need to go potty? And she just squatted in the carpet. Actually, I do now that you mention it. She just looks so surprised at herself. Like, did I just do that? She's doing so great. She's so smart and so sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, so we had to give her a first bath and that was very exciting. It was really cute. And there's some pictures up in that. In the Flickr feed, in my Flickr feed, go flickr.com/vividnews.
See all of her disappear when she gets all scrawny.
Oh, and Chooch got mad at me because one of the pictures I posted when she was all wet, she was making this funny face and looking at me and her eyes looked weird. So I posted it and said she looked like Gollum from Lord of the Rings, and he was not amused. So the next day I posted a cuter picture of her from the bath. So yeah, she's just adorable and she's just been such a blessing. I can't believe how awesome and fun she is and... She's still really puppy, but...
Yeah, she's just, far from perfect.
No, there's no... Yeah, no confusion with
she
perfection.
She chews on everything.
Yeah, our termite. Yeah. Including, if she chews on anything wood, we're going to have to redo all the baseboards in the bathroom, because that's her room.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she's just... If it's wood, man, forget it. She's chewing on it.
The good thing is, outside of her room, in the living room and all that, she's got so many toys, and she... does chew on the toy and occasionally the people, but we're working on that. But
yeah, really the only other wood she chews on outside of the baseboards is outside. The picnic table.
Yeah.
It's her big giant chew toy.
Yeah.
That and the stairs.
Yeah.
Leading up
so,
to the
you know, so out in the backyard is kind of her room too.
Yeah.
So, you know, but
yeah.
So other than her indoor room and then outside, she hasn't been chewing on the other furniture or anything.
She hasn't gotten food, or she hasn't gotten shoes or furniture or anything like that.
So she's not really out of our sight. Oh, she did get the hold of
the phone. Yeah, I had to chew on the boys because she had chewed on the phone. Ugh. But yeah, she's doing really well. I mean, considering all things considered, all of our time and everything like that, she's doing fantastic.
Yeah.
So anyways, I'm getting ready for work the next day. You know, it's Sunday now and we're getting ready for work and we're expecting this really big snowstorm.
Yeah, out of nowhere.
Yeah. So we had known that it was kind of going to snow, but then it turns out they were predicting between 6 to 10 inches of snow.
Yeah. When it hadn't snowed at all winter season.
All winter. We had a light snowfall and that was it. And it was just,
a little dusting.
You'd point and laugh at it. Ha, you call yourself snow. Nah, you know, you'd mock it. And so it was kind of nerve wracking trying to get ready for everything, you know, the last minute shopping and all that kind of stuff that I needed to have, you know, my proper work attire and everything that I needed. And the snowstorm's coming and it's a government job. It's for the federal government. So it's like, well, what if they close what do I do? You know, do I just show up the next day? Do I have to wait until they call me to tell me what to do? And so I was kind of nervous about it. And sure enough, it snows like a mother.
Yeah.
And so we get up and it's liberal leave. And
you have liberal leave for government. That means the government isn't closed.
Right.
So you have the option of taking your own vacation time.
Right.
Without pre-planning. Normally, you know, you have to pre-plan it and you have to put in a leave slip and get it authorized and all that. But so you're allowed to just call in and say, I'm going to use my leave because it's not safe to get into work.
You're right. And our road is a nightmare. Mm-hmm. It's so bad. And it's just with the ice and with the snow and everything, it's just really treacherous to get out. So I didn't want to risk life and limb to get... It's an hour and a half to get there normally, but with all of the snow and the ice, and you actually had to drive the car off the street for me onto the other road because I couldn't get it off our street.
Yeah.
And so I didn't want to risk life and limb to get there and find out that the people that were going to do my in processing had called in for liberal leave.
Yeah.
And not be able to in process. So I was waiting to try and get a hold of somebody, and I finally made contact and said,
you were calling all over the country.
I had to call. Well, the one part of the hiring offices in Ohio. So yeah, I was calling all over the country. Luckily they were there. Nobody at the Virginia office was there, but they said, come on in. We got to do the processing today. And so I had to go in and go through the end processing. And I found out that the guy that interviewed and hired me retired the Friday before.
Right.
And the woman that I was going to be working for, but not as my supervisor, but kind of as the admin lead, was going to be retiring in a month. So I went from a job that I was excited about because, you know, it's really far and you can't take cell phone in and no text messaging and all that kind of stuff. But I thought the job itself was going to be okay because the woman was really nice and I wasn't going to be the lead. So it would be less stressful than my last government job. Mm-hmm. And I thought the guy was nice that I interviewed for. And so I've got a brand new boss who I've never met. Because, you know, they had a replacement for the guy that retired. And I had to learn my job in a month because the woman that was teaching me my job was retiring. And I had to learn her job.
Yeah.
Because I have to do both her job and my job until they replace her job. Or fill her position. So I went from, okay, this is going to be great, to OMG, I'm driving through a snowstorm. OMG, who is this guy that's my boss now? And what do you mean you're leaving and I have to do everything?
Right.
And it's in a law office that I've never worked in a law office before. And I'm a smart girl, but I gotta say, for being totally out of my element, I need more than a month to feel comfortable with it.
Yeah.
So it's been really bumpy and I'm really frustrated and I'm happy with my paycheck. I couldn't be more happy than when I get that paycheck because it's a nice paycheck, but every other sense of it, I'm totally frustrated.
Yeah.
The people there are nice. Don't get me wrong. They are nice people. But it's just a very... Well, like the job that I had right before that temp job. Could not be more different.
Yeah.
Horrible working conditions. Mm-hmm. Cussing, swearing, you know, all that kind of stuff. But I laughed during the day.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it was just out of disbelief. Or, you know, the people were funny. They're funny, nice people.
Yeah.
And the people I work for now, I mean, they're lawyers. They're very, you know, I'm not going to say they're straight-laced because I don't know them well enough to say that, but it's like silent.
Mm-hmm.
It is absolutely silent in that office. And it's absolutely nerve-wracking. It is. I'm used to noise. I've got two kids. I've got a loud husband. I've got a loud puppy. I mean, come on. Our household is loud. You guys have heard me talk about when the kids are gone to visit their dad's family. And the house is so quiet and I can't take it.
Yeah.
It's like that all day long. Mm. And it's just very unsettling. So, you know, it's just taking a long time for me to adjust to everything. And I haven't hit my groove yet. So I'm frustrated. But everybody's nice. So that's something, right?
Oh, yeah.
And then that day also, there was, I think we had a total of like 6 to 7 inches by the time that whole snowstorm was done with.
Mm-hmm.
And we were dealing with the fallout from all that snow for weeks. Because it didn't melt in some places for a really long time.
They never did plow our
street. Yeah, they never did. I think the boys are adapting pretty well to the new schedule. It's really chaotic. Both boys' grades have dropped. We're getting a handle on that. We had just gotten LT's grades up, and they've dropped again. And M's struggling in some areas. So he's doing after school tutoring on top of work and top
of... It's hard to tell if it's the schedule thing because...
Or if it's just that time of the year. In between the
marking periods, yeah. They tend to slump and then they get their act back together when it's important and they're coming up to
this time it was the report card. Usually we get the slump before the interim and they pull it up. Their interims were good.
Mm-hmm.
And then they hit the slump.
Yeah.
Which is about the time that we were dealing with all the Kaylee and new job chaos. So it's just been really hard, but they can still pull up their grades for the year. It'll be okay. Mm-hmm. Neither one of them are going to fail.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just more C's than I like to see because they're smart, you know. Mm-hmm. My first day of work, we came home and I said, I ain't cooking. Let's go celebrate. So even though it was blizzard and snow and ice everywhere, we went out to Outback and we got our food on. We ate until it hurt. It was really good. And we just had a good time talking and relaxing. And the next day there was another school closure, but we didn't have any delays. So we had to go in.
Yeah.
But that was the day that you had something very special happen.
Oh, yeah. I was in a meeting and somebody in the office had asked if I saw the notice that President Obama was going to be speaking at the headquarters office.
Mm.
I thought it was just something that went to everybody, but it ends up that they were closing out the auditorium and they were just doing a lottery.
Mm-hmm.
And I was on the list to go.
You got picked in a random lottery that you had no idea was going on.
5 minutes to get ready. I basically had 5 minutes to run back into my office and get my stuff. And we had to run down to the headquarters office to get our tickets. Mm-hmm. We had to have tickets to get in. And when we got there, I mean, they had printed these tickets up and printed these programs up. So they knew about it.
Right. You
know, some people had obviously known about it.
Yeah.
For weeks, if not months.
Well, months. I mean, he hadn't been in office for months yet.
Oh, I may be exaggerating. There was obviously some pre-planning going on.
Right.
And for the security reasons, they didn't let anybody know until the morning of. Mm-hmm. So,
which I think is just as well, because they would have been inundated with, you know, special requests and I'm deputy such and such and get me my 12 associates in there. And you know what I mean? It just takes a lot of fuss out.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's a fairly small auditorium. I mean, for an office building, I guess it's big, but I think it maybe holds 500 people. So not huge.
Right.
And then everybody was up fairly close. And so it was nice to get in and lots of crazy security getting in, wanded and cavity searched and all that.
I was wondering why you were walking funny.
Then we got there and he gave a speech and it was nice.
You were like 12 rows back. Is that what you said? Mm-hmm. I can't believe that you've lived in this area for 6 years. I've lived in the area for over 20 years and I've never seen, you know, a former president, a sitting president, a president's dog, nothing. And you're here 6 years and you've already seen the sitting president speak.
Wow. Yeah. And the first lady was there a couple weeks before that and I missed it, but a lot of people went.
That is so cool.
And got to see her talk. It was very cool.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't get to meet him or anything, but still.
That's more than I've seen.
Yeah.
That's cool, baby. But
still, yeah. To be in the same room and be up close and to actually see, you know, be present for the speeches.
Yeah.
And
it was only like a month and a half after he was inaugurated, too. So it's still, you know, it's before anybody's mad at him. It's cool.
Yeah.
People are starting to get irritated with him now because of all the buyouts. I'm sorry. The stimulus packages and all of the bailouts. Not buyouts.
Right.
So, yeah, still in the honeymoon phase.
This is a different kind of work day.
Yeah.
Not your average day at work.
I was so jealous. That was so amazing. Oh, that was really, really cool for you. I was really happy. Really happy for you. Jealous like crazy, but really happy for you. And the week was really hard. It was a struggle just to get up and get used to the new schedule. And I was exhausted all week and felt like I wasn't retaining information at work. I just immediately felt overwhelmed. I immediately felt like I was drowning the way the work situation turned out. Constantly exhausted and thinking, I have to learn everything the first time I'm told it because I don't have time to learn it again. So I was just immediately stressed. It was just hard. Saturday, we got up early to go see Watchmen mm-hmm. on IMAX. We drove a little way so that we could see it on IMAX.
Yes.
Yes, and the big, giant, naked blue guy. So glad we saw that on a larger 12
stories
screen.
Tall, yes.
It was quite intimidating.
I'm sure it was intimidating and normal.
I'm pretty sure it caught everybody's eyes. You know, the swing, no matter what the size of the screen, definitely would capture your attention.
The accurate 3D modeling. Those physics engines are getting really good.
Yeah. And then we came home. Oh, sorry.
Well, that aside, really enjoyed the movie.
Yeah.
I'm sure everybody and their brother is analyzed and
opinionated. Yeah, we're late with any reviews. That's fine.
But
I thought it was good. Mm-hmm. I need to read it to see if I think it was great. Rorschach was as amazing as everybody says he was.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was by far the most compelling character.
Mm-hmm.
Easily, hands down. I really couldn't really care less about, I don't think, any of the other characters.
I was so impressed with all of the acting across the board.
Absolutely.
Because they're mostly unknown. A couple were from television.
Yeah. Max Headroom.
Oh, yeah. But the comedian is on, I'm sure a bunch of people are shouting it out right now. It's a show I don't watch, but I know he's been on a pretty popular show. And
huge fail. And see, folks, we do not run with IMDb going.
The original Silk Spectre, Carla?
Yes, Carla Gugino. I don't know how to pronounce it. Gugino.
Who's been in lots of movies and TV and stuff like that.
But they had, you know, what was funny was the people that, the names that you knew, they were masked or concealed. Like she had old age makeup. Not old age, but she was made up to look older. So even the people
that
Billy
Crudup was 100% CGI.
Yeah. The people that you might recognize were unrecognizable.
Mm-hmm.
Because I knew that he was in that, but it took me like half an hour to realize that he was the blue dude.
Mm-hmm.
It was this one shot, this one camera angle, and I was like, hey, it's that dude.
But all of the performances were just, I thought, really amazing.
They really were. They absolutely were. But the characters themselves, I had trouble really getting invested in.
Mm.
I think that the reason that I enjoyed it was because the performances were so amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get really entrenched in anybody except for Rorschach.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there were some things. And I've said before, I'm not a comic book person. I've never really been into them, so I hadn't seen it. Being around the geek subculture, I knew the basic storyline and stuff. So not really knowing it, I was really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And I think, though, some things that had a much stronger impact on other people didn't have any real impact on me. The big reveal of who her father was and stuff like that. It seemed like that was the climax of the movie, the way they portrayed it.
Yeah, we should say spoiler alert, but if you haven't seen it by now, that's not our fault.
But I didn't say who.
Right. Oh. No, I know. I know.
Yeah.
But still.
But I thought it was so obvious. I was like, why is everybody acting so surprised? What's the big deal here? Mm-hmm. And so I'm sure there's a lot more.
Well, that's the thing. It made me want to read the graphic novel.
Yeah.
It didn't make me want to see the movie again. It's not a movie like Iron Man that made me say, oh, I can't wait to see this again.
Mm.
It was like, oh, I should pick up the graphic novel and find out the backstory to see. Mm-hmm. Because there were scenes where you would have the shadowy silhouette in the doorway, and you'd say, that has to be exactly that.
Oh, yeah.
You know that
there were certain poses and stuff.
You could really see that it was taken from a graphic novel. And I loved that because
cool.
I do love graphic novels. Yeah. I'm not as entrenched in that stuff as I used to be because my ex used to be really into comic books and graphic novels and stuff like that. But I've completely gotten away from that. I just haven't had time or money to invest in.
And we bought it like a month before the movie came out or whatever. And a lot of people were saying, no, wait.
Yeah, well, we didn't have time to read it anyway.
First, and then
because we had every intention of reading it until about the week before, and it was like, you know what? Let's just see it.
Mm-hmm.
So I do want to read it when I have time and can really focus on it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't really feel a need to go see it again.
Mm. I can see buying the Blu-ray.
Well, of course, because you're a collector. You want the blue swag.
On the Blu-ray.
The Blue Swang on the Blu-ray.
Hey there. I'm looking for transport as far as I can get before the air runs out. Now I can pay. You want to know how to take down the U.S. government? Yeah, I think we can do business. I'll tell you what. You cut the deck. High card names his price. Oh, didn't I tell you? My name is Joss Kyle. Pleased to meet you.
Now, cut the deck. Play your hand, but watch the dealer. And join the resistance. From the author of Sculpting God,
Antithesis, Book 1, Predestination and Other Games of Chance. A science fiction thriller by podcast novelist J. Daniel Sawyer. Subscribe today at www.jdsawyer.net. Predestination and Other Games of Chance.
It isn't whether you win or lose. It's how you rig the game.
Well, then after that, we rushed home because we had Paulette Jackson coming over. She was heading out on a road trip, and she had gotten a picture of Alan Tudyk. We had not been able to go to Farpoint, and Alan Tudyk he was in 28 Days, and he was in Serenity, and he was in Firefly, and he was on Spamalot on Broadway, and he was in First Night, and he was at Farpoint, and that was the only reason, other than seeing friends, he was the only reason that we were going to go, and we ended up just literally not being able to go.
Mm-hmm.
So she had gotten a picture autographed for me, and so she was dropping it off on her way out of town. She's going on a trip. So we got to visit with her very briefly before she had to get back on the road. I wish we could have done something, but she had...
Well, it was cool, though. She was passing through town and wanted to see the puppy.
And us, I guess, too.
Yeah. So we were happy.
She probably wanted to see us, but I think she came to see Kaylee.
We're happy to be able to see her for a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. What did we do that night? Oh, that was the night that our friends, the ones that are besties when we first started dating... Her mom had a birthday party, so we went out and had met them for dinner, and I think we talked about it before. So,
yeah.
But we had gone out there and surprised her mom and had birthday dinner, and she was so shocked to see LT.
Yeah.
She just looked at him like, because she hasn't seen him in like 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
Well, she hasn't seen him. Yeah, it's been over 3 years. And so, of course, going from, you know, age 8 or 9 to age 12, there's a big difference.
Yeah.
There's a lot of growth there. She just couldn't get over it. And so we, after dinner, we went over to our friend's house and we hung out with them, played with their puppies. They've all got Yorkies now. There were 3 Yorkies there that we played with and just got to hang out and visit and talk. And hopefully we'll get to see them again soon. It's really hard to get our schedules in line with them. It's virtually impossible.
Well, and they live... pretty far away. I mean, we work a stone's throw away.
Right.
But
since we've moved, we're over an hour away and it's really hard. And their lives are as chaotic as ours. So, and then the next day we just recorded and we're getting ready for the next work week. It was record, record, laundry, laundry, wash, wash, clean, clean, yell, yell, do your homework. And then Monday found out that the friends that we had had dinner with Saturday night, the wife was rushed into the hospital and had emergency surgery.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and it was like, wait, we just left you. What did you do? You broke yourself. And she's actually okay, and she's doing well, healthy and strong and all of that kind of stuff. Then it was Chooch's birthday.
Yay, me.
Yay, Chooch. We celebrated his birthday. I got up early, and I cooked breakfast. And I did not make you get up with me to have it fresh. I cooked everything and I left it for you. And that way you got to sleep into your regular time. And then there was breakfast.
Yeah, that was very nice.
And I even got to give you birthday kisses before I left for work.
Mm-hmm.
And then we met up for dinner at Carlos O'Kelly's. Em had to work. It was planning fail. I've gotten so bad. Still not used to him working.
Yeah.
So I'm still not used to telling him to take days off.
Right.
So he was on the schedule to work and we didn't realize it until that morning. So he didn't get to come with us. But we went out to dinner, and then we waited until we got home and Em got home from work to open your prezzies.
Yes.
You probably don't even remember what you got. Do you remember what you got?
I got some cool recording gear stuff.
Yes. Yes, he did. And I guess that's all he wants to say about it.
Which I'm using right now.
Yeah. And then your birthday was actually on Thursday. And instead of taking Thursday off, you decided to take Friday off.
Yes.
And then you were going to have a day to yourself.
Right. Which didn't work.
Which did not work out at all. Because LT was sick, so you had to go to the doctor for yourself and for LT. And it was just really crazy chaotic, and you were not really pleased. I think it would have been an easier day if you had just gone to work.
Well, you know, one of the...
But you got time with LT, and I was really jealous about that.
We had a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, doctor's office is not fun, and it's a bit awkward, you know, talking about different medical things. But we were able to have a nice lunch, and...
Mm-hmm. Where'd you guys go? I'm just curious.
Where did we go? Oh, we went... No, you wouldn't have missed it. We went to a Denny's.
Why?
Because it was right next to the doctor's office. Wow. And I like a Superbird.
Really? What's a Superbird? I think we've been to Denny's maybe twice in our marriage.
This turkey melt sandwich.
Wow. Huh. Learn something new every day, peeps. Still learning about each other. What's it called?
Superbird.
Glad you're not trying to say that with a straight face. May I have a Superbird, please?
Doesn't feel as silly when I was ordering the moons over my hammy, but...
Oh, sure.
It's pretty good, too.
Rootin' tootin'.
Not gonna lie.
What's the rootin' tootin' thing? That's IHOP, isn't
it? That's IHOP, yeah.
Lord.
Fruity, tooty, fresh and fruity. But so one of the birthday presents was this... special MIDI keyboard, mini keyboard with lots of knobs to turn and
drum pads.
Cool stuff. And
built-in
drum pads and all kinds of cool stuff. And I haven't
and
been able...
And it has
able...
a Velociraptor.
Yes, they're velocity-sensitive keys.
Exactly.
And pads.
Velociraptors.
And I haven't...
I'm special.
...really had any time to play with the recording side of things.
Right.
Musical recording, I mean, or do podcast recording.
Yeah.
So that was what I was hoping to spend most of the day doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that didn't work out.
No. As standard. As per usual. Well, then, Saturday, we had to drop Kaylee off at the vet to do her full workup. And then we went car shopping.
Right.
Because I had worked...
Look at cars.
Yeah, I had worked a full pay period, and I thought, you know, ka-ching, let's go. And so it was because we have a Ford Explorer, and we have a Honda Civic that's old. It's like, you know, 8 years old. And Chooch has never had a new car.
Yeah.
And Chooch has been taking care of us for a long time now while I was out of work, while I was going to school, while I was taking care of mom and helping out with dad and all that kind of stuff. So I was like, well, I've got a job now, and so let's go get you a car. So we went and picked him out a new car. We got a really great deal on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's one of the things of this whole economy thing is they're doing some really good deals.
Yeah, we got a really good deal. Plus, we get the stimulus package was on the sales tax for a new vehicle, so it was the time to do it. So we went out, and actually, we went out to get another Honda Civic, because we just love...
Yeah.
I really lucked into a really great car. We've had, like, no repairs on it since I've had it. And so we went to get another Honda Civic.
Well, and I was seriously looking at the different Korean cars, the Kias and the...
Japanese cars?
No.
Are they Korean? Oh, yeah. right, okay.
Honda's Japanese.
The Kias and all that.
You know, you got Honda and Toyota are the Japanese, and then the Koreans, the Kias and the...
Hyundais,
right. And they are less expensive, but they have just these insane warranties.
Yeah.
These, you know, 100,000 mile, 10-year warranties.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of things going back and forth as to why they needed to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So... they had a lot of problems with their cars years ago.
Mm-hmm.
They had a lot of problems as far as keeping them on the road. And from what I was reading up, they've really turned that around. And now they've got these excellent ratings. Mm-hmm. But they don't have the consumer confidence.
Right.
So they have to have these super, you know, crazy warranties and stuff. And so I would have felt perfectly comfortable buying one. Mm-hmm. But when I really looked at it, they were only really a couple thousand dollars less than a Honda. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a significant discount.
Right.
For what you get.
Yeah.
And they don't have the resale value because they don't have that consumer confidence.
They don't retain their value like Hondas do.
So I'm like, well, the Honda or a Kia or a Hyundai, all of them would, or a Toyota. Mm-hmm. And I see Toyota and Honda's pretty much equals.
Right.
Some people prefer one over the other.
Right.
I don't think one's really any better than the other.
I agree.
It's a lot of like computer brands. People have a lot of luck with one brand and have,
they stick with it.
Have always had horror stories with another brand. And,
yeah.
You know, and they're all, I think they're all pretty equal. I thought, well, I would probably be happy with that car. But if I'm only have to spend a couple thousand dollars and I know that the Honda's going to retain the value better.
Yeah.
Then might as well. You know, over the length of a car loan,
yeah.
5-year loan or whatever, a couple thousand dollars isn't that big of a difference.
Well, and
in the monthly payment wise,
we felt like we needed to do something so that M would have a vehicle because he's moving out in June to go to school. We wanted him to have safe, reliable transportation. When I bought that car in 2001, my intention was, and I'll give it to M when it's time for him to drive. Mm-hmm. In my mind, it was always going to be his car.
Right.
And it was just a matter of getting another vehicle for you. I wanted it to be a new vehicle. And it turned out to be, I mean, a really good deal. We ended up getting a hybrid Civic because we got such a great deal. The price, there was a special incentive on top of the already marked down thing that we get through our insurance buying service.
And it was literally less expensive for us to buy a hybrid than it probably would have been.
If we had walked in off the street, if we had walked in off the street to buy a Honda Civic, we would have paid more for that than what we ended up paying for a Honda Civic hybrid with a beautiful package.
Yeah.
You know, we got a really great purchase package with it. And Chush just loves this car.
I really love it. And the gas mileage is insane. Yeah. I didn't realize that the gas mileage would be that much better for a lot of highway driving. Mm-hmm. In my mind, hybrid meant stop and go
is
the real benefit because it automatically shuts the engine off and all that kind of stuff, which it does, and it does great, but it actually does significantly better on the highway.
So we're really happy with that purchase.
Blown away.
We're actually looking at, because the Ford Explorer, we have 3 more years of payments on it. We don't have a need for all that seating anymore. The situation's changed from when we bought it. We're looking at downsizing that because it takes me 2 tanks of gas a week to get to and from work.
Yeah.
And it's expensive. So we're looking at actually trading that in for something more fuel efficient, but a little bigger than your car, than the Honda Civic. So that we're more comfortable on longer trips with the dog and the and LT, because let's face it, M doesn't go anywhere with us anymore. And to get better gas mileage. And, you know, if we have to pay $50 or $100 more a month to get that, it's totally worth it to me because that Ford is starting to really fail on a in a lot of ways. It's just, it's time to get rid of it.
I guess it's.
We never really wanted a Ford.
I guess
we've both had trouble with Fords in the past. We were just too lazy to go to the next place.
Back to the brand.
That's what it came down to.
Of some people have a lot of luck with certain brands. Mm-hmm. You know, some people are tried and true, always have American car.
Yeah. Well, it's like our brother-in-law, my sister's husband.
Oh, he's Ford crazy.
You cannot talk about Ford around him because it's the only car to own in his mind. It's the only car to own. And I'm like,
Then, I was going to say, and then the people who like American cars, then there's always the Chevy camp and the Ford camp.
And I understand and I agree with all the arguments for Buy American, but it's when it's my dollar that has to go into the repairs. I'm going to choose what's going to benefit my family. And I know the argument of keeping jobs in America, but how much of American cars are made in America now? So, you know, it's just, it's our personal choice. And if you resent us for not buying American cars, that's okay. That's all right. That's fine. You can stop listening for that. But that's just where we stand on our little stingy dollars spending. So, and you know, he does not like that we buy foreign cars and I don't really care. That's what we do with our money. So we're really happy about that. We're looking at replacing the Ford and getting something more fuel efficient. But then after we were running around and getting that done, because we, of course, had to go through the paperwork and all that stuff, MA and PA, and her husband Dan mm-hmm. and son Quicksilver Kid mm-hmm. came down because we were having a birthday party for Chooch.
Yeah.
So they came down from Philly and got to the house. We visited for a little while. We took them out to dinner because they had driven so far to come and everything mm-hmm. like that. We had a really great time. We went out to Applebee's and then we went over to Cold Stone. We fattened them up nicely from their long drive and came back to the house. And we kind of pulled out the HD goodness. Oh. We had the Blu-ray going and we were watching on the HD yeah. TV and just, we just geeked out.
Yeah.
We were actually putting in movies to watch specific scenes.
Right.
And then taking it out and putting in the next movie to watch another specific scene in HD. It was really yeah. fun.
What would that look like on Blu-ray?
I know. It's so cool. And playing video games and playing Little Big Planet. And yeah. since then, they've gotten a PS3
right.
and Little Big Planet. And then we haven't. It's the same thing that happened with Brandon Alley since they've gotten
it. They switched to the Fios.
And they switched Network to Fios, also, too. Yeah. I know. Because we were doing so the
on-demand streaming HD.
Yeah. It's hard not to... yeah. When you see that, it's hard to resist.
Yeah. Which had a halo effect, because...
Because now since Paulette
went and visited them...
and it's gotten Fios. She just got installed yesterday, yeah. I think.
We're just waiting for her to buy the PS... No.
If only Verizon... yeah, well, she's coming out here in a couple weeks, so if we get her on a Little Big Planet, we should have bought stock in, like, Sony and Verizon and stuff, because we're definitely spreading the word. Drink the Kool-Aid, people. Drink the Kool-Aid. We just had a really good visit, and then they were really tolerant with the fact that Kaylee was just crazy Kaylee. She was, like, a month old at that... A month.
Yeah.
She'd been here for, like, a month and just really hyper and excited. And it was before we'd started any obedience training, so she's better now.
Mm-hmm.
We got up early the next day and it was like, okay, so what do you guys want for breakfast? And we had mentioned that there's a Krispy Kreme nearby.
Oh, right.
So we bolted into the car and raced over to the Krispy Kreme because yeah. the Quicksilver Kid had never seen the whole Krispy Kreme donut extravaganza. What is it called? The
conveyor belt.
The conveyor belt. Yeah.
Yeah.
The donut conveyor belt.
And the perfect timing. We pulled up and the little it's hot sign came on.
Yeah. And they were actively
they were
making
rolling.
Them. Yeah. And so we went there and got all sugared up and
drooling over the reject bin.
Yeah, it was harsh, dudes. You're standing there and you're watching the guy who's watching the donuts flip out and he's grabbing them and throwing them to the side. And they're like the little mutated donuts. And you're like, poor little donuts, we'll give you a home. We'll eat you.
But the ones, because they do some before it gets through much of the process.
Yeah.
They catch them really early.
Yeah.
But some of them, they get don't glazed. Catch till the end.
Yeah.
And then you're like, look at that pocket of awesome in that donut. Think of the glazed globules.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, it was kind of pathetic the way they were drooling over that stuff. And I, of course, only need one bite of a hot, fresh Krispy Kreme donut, and it just melts on your tongue. Uh-huh. It just like dissolves in awesomeness. Uh-huh. And that's enough sugar for me to last a lifetime, or at least a day.
At least till the next time the sign's glowing.
Yeah. And it's the total Pavlovian effect. I drive by if that sign's on. I'm drooling now just thinking about that stupid sign and my one bite of a donut. Oh, so good. So then after that, we went back and relaxed for a little while, chilled out, went into a little sugar coma. Mm-hmm. And then jumped in the car and went out for Mexican food where we had some more friends that were coming to meet us. It mm-hmm. was the Chooch Extravaganza weekend. So we got to this Mexican restaurant that Chooch had picked out. Yes. And traffic was so bad. I felt so bad because there were two people in particular that got stuck in traffic hell.
Mm-hmm.
And I just felt really bad. It's like, boy, I hope it was worth the drive for them.
Yeah. And I got... spoiled with books.
You
and
got
books
spoiled
and
with
more books.
Yeah, we had some friends that couldn't make it.
I had updated my Amazon wish list.
And yeah,
I needed to beef up my Neil Gaiman collection.
And you are now beefed up.
Almost the complete. Yeah,
I know. And you've already started reading them. I'm so jealous of your reading time. It's so cool.
Yeah, I finished the Graveyard book.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Yeah.
I would say technically it's probably a kid's book because a lot of his are split between these more yeah. kids' books and then the more adult books. But it's just real. It's you know, kind of like Harry Potter where
can I read
it's
it?
Good for anybody, you know?
Are you, absolutely. Are you going to let me read it now? Have you
yeah.
enjoyed it fully? And I can touch it now?
Yes.
Thank you, baby.
Yes, I've moved on to Anansi Boys.
Ah, I got you.
Join that now. But yeah, Graveyard Book was really good. And I think they're going to turn it into a movie. But
well, Coraline did really well. Yeah. So I would be surprised if they didn't have another one lined up.
Yeah. So the party was great, though. We got to see a lot of people mm-hmm. and have some good food and mm-hmm. get to conversating.
Yeah. It was really great that Emma and Dan came out because a lot of people, they don't see him, but maybe once or twice a year. Mm-hmm. So it was really great to have all these really great people all together in one room. And apologies to Command Line and Paulette for terrible traffic. Oh, yeah. We had no control over, but I felt terrible.
Yeah.
How long it took them to get there. It was really sweet of everybody to come so far. Mm-hmm. It was just a really awesome, awesome day in it honor was. Of Chooch.
Excellent birthday.
But we so appreciate everybody that spent, you know, everybody spent a long time in their car getting there. Mm-hmm. It wasn't close for anybody. And it was so cute because there was a total paparazzi moment where all the camera flashes were going. I can't even remember what it was. I know the kids were playing, LT and Quicksilver Kid were playing their DSs. And it was just, at one point, there were like 4, 5, 6 cameras going off all at once. It was like, flash, 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 flash. And I again felt sorry for the other diners. Because we're loud, we're raucous, and flashes going off. And people don't really expect that when they're having their dinner for there to be a whole paparazzi moment. It was mm-hmm. really fun. And once again, the company was so great that we stayed too late, spent the rest of the night rushing around trying to get ready for work the next day. So I think, I want to say that Emma and Dan left. And they were getting home at about the same time we were, and they're 4 hours away.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. It was so fun. It's just so hard to leave those events.
Yeah.
Because you just want it to keep going and going and mm-hmm. going and going.
Have the best conversations.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't have a lot of people in our day-to-day lives that we can talk to like mm-hmm. like we can when we're all together like that, and it's just fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like everybody's the same. We all have the same life. We all talk about the same things. Everybody's coming at things from different angles and perspectives and views. And it's just fascinating for the conversations. And mm-hmm. a lot of stuff that's being talked about, I have no idea what's going on. But I always feel like I'm learning something and getting exposed to things that I may or may not like. Mm-hmm. But something new to try. Because I think a lot of the times people get really bored because they don't have anything new suggested to them and that you get in a rut and you don't think outside of your box. And so that's one of the things I really value about the friends that we've made in the last year and a half, that they've definitely opened my eyes to like the possibilities for entertainment that are out there, but also like the possibilities of what we can do. Cause you look at some of the things that some of our friends have done and it's like, I want to be a writer. So I'm going to write and then I'm going to podcast it. And then I'm going to be published. And then I'm going to go on book tour. Right. And it's just like, you can really do that. That's like something that people actually do.
Yeah.
And it's just so inspiring, you know, the photographers and the artists and
makers,
musicians. It's just, it's, you know, I don't feel like I'm a creative person, but I feel so inspired. I feel like I want to be a creative person. And it's just a matter of what can I do to feed that need? You know, what can I contribute to the world? Mm-hmm. It's just really cool, and I dig that we've got the boys around that. You know, I think it's cool.
Thanks for listening to Into the Blender.
You can find information, comment on episodes, and subscribe to the podcast at intotheblender.com.
You can send us email to feedback@intotheblender.com.
This podcast is released under a Creative Commons, non-commercial, no derivatives 3.0 license.
You are free to make copies and share this podcast to your heart's content.
Just not modify or make money from it.
Rachel.
Sally.